Olivia felt her heart clench. I can't imagine. To lose not just one, but two men you loved. She must be remarkable to have held it together.
She is remarkable, but everyone has their limit, and I'm afraid Rachel may be hers. Mom's in the hospital right now undergoing chemo. She's getting weaker every day, and I worry that if I don't find Rachel alive and soon, that she'll give up.
Oh, John, I'm so sorry. How awful that must be for her and you. And you can't even contact her now to reassure her. Olivia bolted up in her seat. The cell phones! She reached for her cell phone that used to be attached to her laptop and realized the cord hung on the side of the table, her phone nowhere in sight. It's gone! She looked at John, unable to control the waver in her voice. Please tell me you had your phone in your pocket.
John rushed into the bedroom, and Olivia heard him curse. He walked back into the kitchen. Stupid! I should have thought about the phones.
Olivia shook her head. You're not stupid. You're just stressed and dealing with a huge unknown. I didn't think about it either.
But I should have. Why should we assume he hasn't gone through everything in this cottage?
It's pointless to blame yourself now. And with the way the rain is still coming down, we both know they would have been useless anyway.
Right now, maybe. But after the storm, we could have called for backup. Damn it!